Amen. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter number 16. Romans chapter 16. Don't worry, it's not a full-blown message. It's a very abbreviated version. I promised Brother Ron when we were out door-to-door yesterday, it's the shortest sermon he'll ever hear me preach in the pulpit of Lighthouse Baptist Church, and he just seconded that again. So, Romans chapter 16, I don't have a lot. I just have two pages, and each page is usually about 25 minutes, so we'll be done in no time. I don't know about you, but just being here tonight, God's kind of revisited my heart, the time there in Peru. And a lot of what's been said tonight has already, you know, been in my notes and things like that. And I think the Lord's put it all together perfectly, actually, with the testimonies, with what Brother Tim shared. And so I just want to look at a couple verses here in Romans chapter number 16. Verse number 3, Paul here is closing up his letter to the church at Rome, to the Christians there in Rome. And Paul, as Brother Tim mentioned, is a missionary. Paul went on missionary journeys. He was a missionary. So he's writing to the Christians there in Rome, and he says this in verse number 3, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles." But the key phrase there that I wanted to look at there is in verse number 3, talking about Aquila and Priscilla, said, "My helpers in Christ Jesus." You know, as we went to Peru, it was a help trip. We didn't go for sightseeing. We didn't go just to have a good time. We didn't go for a vacation. It was a trip to help. We wanted to be helpers in Christ Jesus, helpers in the work of the Lord. And so, of course, helpers, even as Brother Tim said, it wouldn't even be the main one. It's the one that's there beside that main one doing the work. Of course, Brother Marcos would be the main one there in Peru. And we wanted to go and just stand there and be a help to them. And that's what helpers do, is they help. Now, there's many areas that we could help with in our lives. We could be helpers at a kid's football team. You know, maybe our child plays sports. We could be a helper there. And there's nothing wrong with those things. There's nothing wrong with, you know, maybe wanting to be a helper with some kind of political action or cause that we believe in. There's nothing wrong with that. That's we want to maybe go and encourage people to vote a certain way that would align with scriptures. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe we want to help at a hospital or in a soup kitchen or at a school. But I can tell you this on authority of scripture, that there's no greater work to be a helper in than the work of the Lord, than the work of the local church. And that's what we desire to do in Peru. And really, it's not just the desire of the seven that went. It should be the desire of every Christian, that we would be a helper in whatever work that God's planted us out, a helper wherever God has put us at. And so that's what was our heart's desire. And here is Aquila and Priscilla. Paul is talking about them, and they were his helpers in Christ Jesus. And he's kind of recalling the fact that they were helpers to him. We won't spend time there, but if we were to turn back to Acts chapter number 18, I would encourage you to read that sometime. We won't look at it, but Acts chapter 18 kind of goes over the story of Aquila and Priscilla, how that when Paul had come to Corinth, that Aquila and Priscilla were there in Corinth. They'd actually been exiled from Rome for a time, and so they set up a temporary home in Corinth. And so while they were there, they opened up their home to Paul. They were tent makers together, so they kind of hit that off and spent some time together, and they actually housed him. Now, if you were to study Paul's time in Corinth, it was not a very pleasant time. He experienced persecution, some ups and downs, and so they were literally, as the Bible talks about, is what he recalled, they were putting their necks on the line. They were sticking out their necks for Paul. And that's what the scripture is talking about here. And even in later on, if you would read in verse number 18, that they go with Paul to Ephesus on one of his trips as a missionary journey. And then while they're there at Ephesus, Paul is preaching in the synagogue, and they hear this guy Apollos that gets up and he begins to preach. And he was mighty in scriptures, what the Bible says, but he was a little confused about the baptism of John, things like that. And the Bible says that Aquila and Priscilla, these helpers in the Lord, took him away. And the Bible says that they taught him the word of God more perfectly. They helped him understand the error that he was dealing with there. And so these are helpers in Christ Jesus. And as the Bible says, they put their necks on the line. We could say that by going to Peru, we put our necks on the line or stuck our necks out. You guys understand what that means. When someone says, "I really stuck my neck out," it means I took a chance. I took a risk. I maybe put myself in a little bit of an uncomfortable situation. And you could say we did that in Peru, you know, with travel, leaving family behind, dealing with sickness. The change of food almost hit all of us immediately, dealt with our bodies in a very strange way. And so, of course, there's the chance of fraud. Peru is the leading country in fraudulent American dollars. All that was a risk that you could say we took. But we wanted to help, no matter the sacrifice. And I can tell you the sweetest part of the trip, and they all said it, was to see the people there at the church. At the Independent Baptist Church of Wong Kyo that wanted to be helpers in Christ Jesus. That wanted to get involved. Talk about a man like Hermano Marcos, 86 years old. Man, I wanted to take him, bring him back here and let you guys see someone like that. I wanted to get involved and shovel a huge pile of debris out to the street. And his willingness to be involved. Or I think about Pancho or Francisco as is his real name, but we called him Pancho. There every single day. You know, his trade was doing that type of work. Yet, I can tell you this. He was there without any pay. He wasn't being paid to be there. And yet he was there Monday through Thursday, sun up to sun down. Had to commute 45 minutes one way on a bus to get there. They're just wanting to be involved. And of course, there's some sacrifice there, putting his neck on the line. Now I go on and talk about Jesus or Cesar or Pastor Jorge. I could talk about our cooks, Esther, Olga, Yolanda, others. I could talk about people that actually couldn't do work themselves, but they hired people to come out and work with us. So just the whole church wanting to be involved, wanting to be helpers in Christ Jesus. But I can tell you that was their improvement. But we can have the very same thing here. A church full of people that want to be helpers in Christ Jesus, not just here at the work at the Lighthouse Baptist Church, but all around the world, and our missionaries and supporting them, a family like the Lindsays. We can be a part of that here in the local church. I can tell you this, there's no excuses. There's somewhere to serve. I hope you understood that tonight just from the testimonies that those people, either they couldn't afford to work or they couldn't have time to work or they didn't have the skill to work, but they found a way to serve, whether it was through giving of their time or giving of their abilities to cook. They found something to do. And that just encouraged my heart that, hey, there's some place for every single one of you to be involved here at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. But in the scripture there, in our passage in Romans chapter number 16, it says this about Paul. He says in verse 4, who have for my life laid down their own necks, but unto whom not only I give thanks. Paul was personally thankful for what they had done. Paul was impacted. This is years later. Now Aquila and Priscilla have gone back to Rome, and Paul did not forget that. He took time at the end of his letter to mention that and to thank them for what they had done. It had an impact on him. I can tell you this, that our trip to Peru had an impact on Brother Marcos. I think it was a huge blessing to Brother Marcos just to be there. That you guys sent us, you prayed for us to be there, and it was a blessing to him. It was a blessing to him socially. Now, I'm going to tell you this, that I saw as many gringos in Wong Kyo as I saw cats. And that was two. And that's not an exaggeration. Outside of us that were there, I can only think of two other gringos, is what they called us, that I saw. Think about that, Marcos leaving everything he's known here, and any missionary that does that knows everything they're familiar with, going to a foreign country. And there's no one there that can relate to the way they've grown up. No one there that knows the comforts that they enjoyed at home or the things that they enjoy or sports teams to talk about or food to enjoy together. They don't know that. You know, Brother Marcos has to be subjected to some of the worst desserts in the history of mankind. Okay? Can I get an amen? Amen. But it was a blessing to him socially. You know, just to be around brothers and sisters in Christ, be around his in-laws. I guess that's a good thing, but be around his in-laws and to be around, again, brothers and sisters in Christ. That was an encouragement to him socially. It was a help to him and something he's thankful for. Spiritually, he got to, I know he did the interpreting, but for four messages, he got to get something from the Word of God himself as far as sitting under the preaching. That's a blessing to a missionary. He can't go and do that like we do three, four times a week. And so that was a blessing to him spiritually, emotionally, for his family to be there. Financially, you know, I know that there was cost in bringing things in, but it saved him a bunch of money by having us do the work for him. So all that was something that he could be thankful for. And I tell you this, that when it relates to our church, that the man of God has helped when you're in your place serving and doing what's right, when you're being a helper in the church, whether it's the pastor or missionaries we support all around the world. Are you laying your neck down? Because God will bless that. And then, of course, the last thing is this, that the churches were impacted. Not only did Paul thank him here, there, he says, but in verse number 4, he says, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. And the churches I can think of would be the obvious ones, would be the church at Corinth and the church at Ephesus. That Aquila and Priscilla both had a part in those ministries. So Paul is saying, hey, I've not forgotten what you've done, but I can tell you this, these churches haven't forgotten what you've done. And I know that many of you may never visit the Independent Baptist Church of Wong Kyo, Peru, but I can tell you this, that they will never forget what was done that week we were in Wong Kyo. Not because of what we had done, but because the church had sent us there. Every time they walk into their auditorium now and they pass those foyer walls with across the blocks, the glass blocks and the cross, it's not completely finished yet, but every time they pass that, they're going to be reminded of a group that came from Lighthouse Baptist Church in Indianapolis, a church that sent them the missionary that pastors their church, a church that had a revival, our own pastor had gone down there. They're not going to forget that. That's something that they're thankful for. And every single one of these guys would testify that as we were closing up with them and talking to them, they all said this: hey, thank your church. Thank your pastor for letting you come. It was just a huge blessing to have you guys here. And you guys have a part in that in impacting a church all across the world, every single kind of church that we can support, every ministry we support, you have a part in that. And so it was a blessing to them. That church is impacted through the preaching, through the work. And of course, our church is impacted by you as well. But pastor says this all the time, and I know you guys hear it and you're familiar with it, that sun never really sets on the ministry of the Lighthouse Baptist Church. I can tell you that's true. That's absolutely true. That not only on Sunday morning and Sunday night, but also on Monday night and on Tuesday night and on Wednesday night and on Friday morning and on Saturday morning of visitation and Saturday night in their youth meetings, that in Huancayo, Peru, the ministry of the Lighthouse Baptist Church is alive and well. That God is blessing and doing a work there because He's enabled this church to send that missionary to be there, and then you guys are supporting him through your finances, supporting him through your prayers. That church there is thankful, and you have a part in that. But God wants us to be helpers in the work of the Lord. And I've just wrote down a couple of things. I know you've heard these things before, but how can we be helpers to our missionaries? First of all, we can go. We ourselves can go. As Brother Tim said, we can go. We can go as a missions helper, or we can go as a missionary. That would, either one would be a help to Brother Tim Lindsay. If we went and stood by his side, or if we went to the city of Huancayo on the other side of the valley and started a church there, it would be a help either way. But also, we can give. Not just of our finances, but of our time, our talents, our abilities, we can give. And of course, most importantly, we can pray. But also, we can pray intelligently. You say, what do you mean? We put up the missionary letters back there for us to read. You can read and be able to pray specifically for every single one of our missionaries about what's going on, the work that's taking place, and the needs they have, and what's going on with their family in the health department, and what's going on in their church, what building needs do they have, what's going on in the work there all around the world. We can pray intelligently. I want to ask you this: are we helpers in the work of the Lord? Are we laying down our nets? Are we putting our necks on the line, doing all we can, not only for the work of this church, but of churches all over this world? I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. We're going to have a time of invitation. I don't know how God dealt with your heart tonight. I know it's been a lengthy service, but I believe that this is exactly what God had for us tonight. Again, He put every single testimony together. The things were said in every testimony. They were a huge blessing to me. I think that God had put this all together, but we're just kind of a time of invitation. I don't know how God spoke to your heart. Maybe it's just renewed your desire to pray, or maybe there's more that you can give, or maybe you've not been putting your neck on the line for the work of the ministry, or I don't know how God spoke to your heart, but I believe that God has spoken to hearts tonight. Maybe it's just a renewed commitment again to pray for the work and the missionary endeavors of this church. Lord, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for the people of this church. I thank you for just the trip we were able to take to Peru, for the support we have from this church in prayers, in sending us, and Father, just the support we can give to our missionaries there. Lord, I thank you for what you did in our hearts. I thank you for how we can share it with the church here tonight. I pray it was a blessing to them and that it would challenge their hearts. Lord, I pray now during this invitation that you just help us to respond to how you've spoken to us. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless. In Christ's name we pray.